speaking a better word, this is. It's making all things right, right now. Reconciled by the blood of Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Pulse WV Live. This morning, it is Thursday. Wow, I cannot believe where this month is going. It seems like it's kind of flying by, isn't it? It's the 27th day of August. I want to go over some things with you that I think that you need to know. Stop decorating for fall. I just got to give that. That's why I wore the flowered shirt today, because you've got to stop decorating for fall. And you say, well, why do I have to stop decorating for fall? Because it's not fall. I'm just trying to help you. Now, let me give you the actual date that fall starts. September 22nd. September the 22nd is when fall starts. So it's summer until September 22nd. And then winter begins on the 21st day of December. You know, I just wanted to share that with you because I think that it's important that you know that. And I just kind of wanted to help you along today. And, hey, I'm glad you're part of the Pulse WV Live this morning. We are coming from the Connect Center in the great state of West Virginia. And I pray that you continue to pray for the ones that are affected from the hurricane down in Louisiana and down in the Gulf. Wow, that thing was unreal. I was watching the weather just a little bit ago before I came down here just to kind of get an update, and it's on its way through here, through West Virginia, so it's coming this way, but you know, eventually it'll pass, but we are going to have a little rain, but God is faithful, amen, no doubt. So I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you're enjoying the studies that we're doing. If you'd like to continue to be a part of that, you can go over to Spotify as well as Google Play and also iTunes, which is on iTunes podcast. So it's iPod, so you can get that on your phone as well. So a lot of great things going on with the Pulse Church. Hey, good morning, Connie. Hope you're doing well. Hey, Billy. Thank you all for joining every day. That really means a lot to you, to me, and to the Pulse WV Live. Enjoyed Jay Mace last yesterday morning. Man, what a great job he did. And it was just really I want you to go over to his YouTube channel, the Pulse Winfield Live. Go over to it, and you can get an update on all the sermons of the Still Small Voice. You could be able to watch all those, but that's kind of what he talked about yesterday, and we were just bouncing off each other. Good morning, Karen, for Braxton County. Hope you're doing well today. Praying for you and your dad and your sister and all your family. Hope things are going well. I have got a awesome study for you today out of God's Word. Hope you have your Bible with you. Because I want to share this with you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that as we join together, Father, you'll just open up our eyes to know what you're saying to us and this theme that we're on right now. And Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise and honor. We just thank you for technology, for the opportunity to be able to share across America and across the world. And we thank you for that. We praise you, God, for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget tomorrow, and this is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the Pulse WV Live. All the heavy hitters will be here, John Sandy, Tim Morris, Christy Fowler, my wife, along with Lindsay Prater on the engineering side. And so that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I encourage you to share this, share, because it just gets the word out, and that's another way that we can just share Jesus with people. So I hope you have your Bibles. Over in Psalm, the 37th Psalm, I'll give you just a chance to get there, and it's an awesome book. Christy and I were talking about this yesterday, and how good it is. It's just awesome, an awesome Word of God. And we've been sharing with you the best day ever. We talked about that this week and how God can help you. I've been like a broken record with Deuteronomy 28, 12, and 13. Be the lender and not the borrower. Also, Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, he talks about us being blessed if we will diligently seek him. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for joining this morning, the Pulse WV Live. Appreciate you being with us as well today. These are some of the things that I've been sharing with everyone. Romans 8, 28, just kind of recapping everything here. All things work together for the good of them who love God and are called to his purpose. And so we are called, and the all things works together, which means that's the good and the bad and the ugly. Those things that happen in our life, God can use those things and will use those things to get us to a place of maybe a place of repentance or a place of surrender. That's just how God works sometimes. So I just want to encourage you today, and here's how we're going to encourage you with today's word in Psalm 37. Listen to this one. And I'm going to start at verse 3. Christy and I were talking about this yesterday. It's just awesome. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and thou shalt be fed. Verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. He shall give you the desires of thine heart. Now, you remember what, and I'm going to hold this right here, and I'm going to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28. You say, you're wearing me out with that scripture. Well, when you get it, I'll move on. Here we go. Here's what it says. This is verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Let me ask you something. Who watching today across America and across the world wants to be blessed? I do, because I feel like that God wants us to be blessed. Why? Because he said so. But we have to diligently seek him. See, one of the things that I said last night on our prayer at 8 o'clock, and we encourage you to join us at 8 o'clock every evening. Well, it's not every evening. It's Monday through Saturday, and we take Sunday off because we're in church. But we pray for America. We pray for your prayer request that you give me. And here's the thing. Two things that, and this is what I shared last night, two things that that are lacking in, and this is what Pastor Jay said yesterday, that, you know, we have a church that's prayerless. We have a church that doesn't know the word. And so what happens is due to that fact, when the enemy strikes or the enemy tries to defeat us, he does a really good job because we don't know how to stand on the promises of God. When Satan comes against our finances, we don't know how to stand against the promises of God because we're not in the Word. So are we wordless? Are we prayerless as a church? And are we not victorious because of those things? I should write that down. Are we prayerless? That's good. Redless, and yes, absolutely. That's the way we are, and that's the church today. So one of the reasons why we pray every evening is because I need it and you need it, and we need that fellowship together. Not only that, the reason why we do a Bible study on Monday through Friday, the Pulse WV Live, is because we need it. These are two of the things that people struggle the most on: reading the Word and getting in prayer. And so we're covering both of those things. Not only does it help you, but it also helps me. And so I'm really encouraged by that. Okay, so here we go. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Okay, what are your desires? Let's look that up here. What are your desires? Let's see. Define desires. Okay. A strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. All right. So you can comment on that this morning. So what are your desires? What are you praying? What can we pray for you about this morning? So let us hear from you. in the comment section of the Pulse WV Live this morning, what are you asking God for? What do you need from God? And so if you can let us know of that, then God, let me tell you something. God is faithful, and he will answer your prayers. And I am truly believing that he will. So we're part of a family here today. And so I encourage you to, you say, well, I can't share what my desires are. Well, you can put something out there that says of something that you desire, because here's what he says. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Now, let's go over and let's look at the word delight. Okay, delight means to please greatly. Okay, great pleasure. Okay, so you see where this is going? Look at this. Okay, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So if you will find great pleasure in him, fall in love with him, love him, and learn about him, learn about God, make him the first part of your day and all of your day, because you don't ever want to put Jesus aside. You want him to be in everything. You want to pray over everything that you do. If you're buying a car, if you're buying a home, if you're dating somebody and you want God's clearance. See, here's where the church is. The church doesn't pray over things. We just think that that's not important to God. It is important to God. He has your picture on his refrigerator. Your picture is in his wallet. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to talk to him. Because let me tell you something. He will tell you through his word. He can speak to your heart, and he can say, don't think you should date that person. Don't think you should go out with that person. You probably should wait to buy that car, because I have a better opportunity for you over here. See, God sees the overall picture when we don't. And so if we can just trust in him, then God can do great things with us. I hope this is helping you this morning. I'm John Fowler from the Pulse Gasaway. And welcome to the Pulse WV Live, those that are joining with us. And we appreciate you coming along. Again, we want to pray for the ones in Louisiana and Houston, down in that area where in the Gulf, where the hurricane has come through there. And it's just pounding and continuing to pound up through that area. So we just pray safety in Jesus' name. But you know one thing, let me just kind of pause there for a second. It's like when you watch the networks, it's like all the storm surge is going to be 20 feet. It's going to be unsurvivable. You can't survive it, you know. So what happens is, and I think that it was 5 to 11 feet. And so, you know, they're forecasting these things. But I guess what they do is they try to make it worse than it really is, so that when it's not that bad, then they're not going to get blamed, because I think a lot of times that they do that. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. You say, well, I've prayed and I've asked God and I want this, and I want that, and I wanted to marry this person, but it didn't work out, or I wanted this to be restored, and I wanted, you know, this and all those kind of things. What you have to understand is pray God's will. And sometimes you have to pray God's will. Good morning, Kristen. Hope you're doing okay today. It's good to hear from you. And sometimes, here's what I recommend you to do. Sometimes before, or maybe not sometimes, but all the time, what you need to do is you need to pray for God's will so that you can pray, if that makes any sense at all. Pray God's will before you pray. You say, God, you know, I really want to pray about this. I really desire this. But if it's not what you desire for me, then I don't want it. And we have to get to that place with God. And back in the 90s, that word came out, being sold out, being surrendered to God. I remember hearing that word a lot. So being sold out and being surrendered. Well, God wants us to be surrendered to him, to do his will, because that is why you're on this earth, is to fulfill the will of God. Hope you're enjoying us today. Now let's keep going. And this backs up what I just said. Verse 5 of Psalm 37, those that are just joining. We started at verse 3, now we're down to verse 5. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Wow. Isn't that good? I'm going to find something here that I think I want to add to that. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He didn't say he might. He said that he will bring it to pass for you. Isn't that something? I'm looking for a scripture here because I want you all to... Oh, here we go. Over in James chapter 4. James chapter 4. I'm going to start at verse 2 in James chapter 4. This will help you. This helps confirm what 3 and 4 of Psalm 37 says. It says, ye lust and you have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Have not because you ask not. Then he says in verse 3, he says, good morning, Nelly. Thank you for praying for me. I sure need prayer every day. Thank you so much. Ye ask, and hey, Greg, good morning. Hope you're doing okay. Thanks for joining. Ye ask and receive not because you ask amiss, and that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Now, over, this is the Spiros Zodiades Greek and Hebrew Study Bible. And let me go over here into 2560. Let me look here and see what this says. 2560. You know, it's a... just seeing what the Greek says on it, 25, 60, 25, 30. Here we go. Okay, so here's what, talking about amiss. You know, it says we ask amiss, and let's see what that means. To have it badly. And so what we're doing is when we ask amiss, we are overriding the will of God because we are consuming it through our own lusts. Wow. That is revelation right there. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Preach it. Amiss. So when you pray amiss, see, I'm not one of these name it, claim it preachers. You know, I'd say, well, you just claim it and God will give it to you. It needs to line up. It needs to line up with God's word. You know, just like a lady, there was a lady one time that was in love with Kenneth Copeland, and I've said this from the pulpit. And Kenneth is married and has been married for many, many years. Well, what happened was she even bought a wedding dress and was wanting to marry Kenneth Copeland. She had the wedding planned out and everything because God was going to bless her. God was going to give her Kenneth Copeland because she was in love with him. Well, here's what you have to understand, is God is not going to go against his word. Well, why? Because that is adultery. And so God is not going to go against his word. He is going to honor his word. So when you begin to pray over something, and we know that God wants you to be blessed, we've already determined that over the past several weeks. We know that God has blessings for you and me. We know that he wants you to be the lender and not the borrower. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. If he tells you to be the lender and not the borrower, then stop borrowing. You say, well, how am I going to get what I need? You believe for it. You believe for it, and God will make a way where there seems to be no way. That's what the Word of God says. Okay, so ye ask and receive not because you ask amiss. That means because you're asking in your own lust and you're being consumed by your own lust. So that's why that you don't get it. But he tells us back up in the top part of verse 2, because you ask not, he says in verse 3, ye ask and receive not because you ask amiss. So if there's something, and there's things that I'm praying for, that I'm believing God for, but I don't want them to be me. I don't want to be in the flesh. I don't want to be in the flesh and asking. You say, well, what do you mean by being in the flesh? Your desires. Because if you belong to Jesus, you want his desires. You don't want your desires. You want his desires. And that is so important that you understand that because of that. Now, let me continue here. He says to delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. If you delight yourself in him, if you're trusting, see, it's amazing. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. And then he tells us in verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Then verse 5, so here we go. This is good. I'm going to have to write this down. Trust. Write this down if you got a piece of paper or put it in your phone. Let me write it down first. See, there's always something that God is going to demand out of us. You know, he says, believe and you shall receive. Okay. He says, there's always something there that we have to do. Okay, so let's look. I hope you have your Bibles. If not, go get your Bible and turn to Psalm 37. He says, trust in the Lord and do good. So write the word trust down. Verse 4, he says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And verse 5 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So, wow. So we trust, we delight, and we commit. And if we do those things, trust in the Lord and do good so that he will dwell in the land and you shall be fed. That means you trust and you will not go without. You will not go without. Okay, number 4, delight thyself in the Lord and he shall give thee desires of your heart. So we're trusting because we'll have absolutely no needs if we trust him. He said he will supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know what all that lines up to? It all lines up to doing God's will. If you are doing God's will, if you are dating somebody that is not in God's will, it will not be blessed. Here's what we do. Now, understand, and I have done this. I have done this before in my life, and I'm confessing. Okay. We try to make things God's will. We try to make things God's will. What do you mean? Oh, I know that God wants me to be with this person. I know he wants me to marry that person. I know that he wants me to have children with this person. And I know that's what he wants. And you're trying to make it happen. Well, you can't make it happen with God because you don't want to be out of God's will. You say, well, how do I know God's will? Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You have to seek his face. You have to get in touch with him. You have to talk with Jesus. Just like the old gospel song says, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. That's what you need to do, and God will help you. God will set you free, and God will deliver you. Okay, here we go. And this is verse 6. And this is Psalm 37, verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment into the noonday. Then he says, verse 7, I love this one, rest in the Lord and wait patiently on him. Fret not thyself because of him, wow, who prospereth in his way. Ah, what do you say to that? You people that don't believe that God wants you to prosper, phooey, I don't believe it. I believe he wants you to prosper. Phooey, whoever come up with that word. That's like the word duelist. That's a good Braxton County word. We hear that one. We hear that one quite a bit in Braxton. But I knew it before I was ever in Gassaway in Braxton County, West Virginia. People would say, "Man, that person's duelist," and it means they're no count. That's basically what that means. Okay, here you go. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently on Him. Well, I've been waiting for 20 years, and He still hadn't moved. Let me tell you something. There is nothing. Man of God told me this, James Ashworth. He's in heaven now, but here's what he told me. He said, there is nothing lost in waiting on God. There is nothing lost in waiting on God. If you are waiting on God, you keep waiting until you get the answer. Do not. Oh, this is worth its weight in gold. Do not try to get the answer and make up the answer yourself. Well, I feel like that God wants me to do this. I feel like God, well, did He tell you? No. How do you know? And here's what people do. Here's what's amazing. What people will do is they will say this to me. They'll say, I am praying over this, and I just want to get your thoughts. And you say, okay. And you say, oh, well, you know, what do you think about this? Well, I don't think you should do it. Well, then what they do is they get mad at you. They get mad at you. And I've had people mad at me many, many times. And you know why they get mad? Because you don't give them the answer that they wanted. That's what happens. Do I tell the truth to people? Or do I just tell them what they want to hear? Absolutely not. You tell people the truth. Well, here's what happens. If I give somebody an answer that they don't like, then they'll go to somebody else. Then they'll go to somebody else, and they'll go to somebody else. I've seen it happen more times. And then the one person that tells them that they agree with what they're asking for or what they're trying to do, well, it's God. And the thing about it is the person that you went to is probably the most unspiritual person that you could ever go to. Oh, you better preach. I'm trying. I'm just trying to protect you. I'm just trying to protect you because I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. I really have. I wanted to tell everybody that joined just a few minutes ago. The reason why I'm wearing the flowered shirt today is stop decorating for fall. It's not fall. Fall is not until September the 22nd. It's not till the 22nd. Good morning, Megan. Hope you're doing well. I feel privileged. Normally, she's watching Jesse Duplantis and all these big-time preachers, and Megan's actually watching me today. I feel special. Nellie, good morning. Hope you're doing all right. Connie says, to attempt to gain something out of God's will, you will have to stay out of God's will to keep it. Wow. That's really good. Look at that comment, everybody. That's a really good comment. If you have a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Connie, that's a good word. Thanks for sharing that today. So he's telling us that for us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently on Him, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways. And let me finish this verse, because of the man who bringeth the wicked devices to pass. Let me tell you something. The enemy wants to sideline you from your very best, from God's very best. He wants to sideline you. He wants to absolutely, John 10:10, I repeat this many, many times, he comes to lie, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. But Jesus says, I come. Let me go over there and read it to you. Go over if you have your Bibles, John 10:10. It's a great one to put your finger in here and read it. John 10:10. The thief comes not. Jesus didn't even give him the pleasure of calling him by his name. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He says, and I come that ye might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Well, it goes back to what I'm reading over in Psalm 37. Wow. Let me just go and let's just kind of sum it up here. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. That means if you're trusting in him, you have no needs at all. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So the three things that I'm telling you, then let me read verse 5, and then I'll rehash this. He says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So in Psalm 37, we have to trust, we have to delight, and we have to commit. Isn't that amazing? That is just awesome. That's how we maintain the successful Christian life. Let me look here something. Let me go over here and see if I can find something here that backs up that verse. Do, 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 do. You know, one of the things that always, it's not a fear of mine, but it's something that I think about sometimes when you get a scripture, you can't find it, and you're in the pulpit, it's worse than standing there with your fly open. I'm telling you, there's nothing any worse. Oh, come on, I'm just being real. Okay, go back to James. We were in James a minute ago. Go back over to James. James chapter 1. Now, remember what I read to you over in Psalm 37. And so let me show you how all this lines up. Man, I tell you, I'm charged with this because it's just so, so cool. All right, that he tells us in the verse that I just gave you in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, and he shall dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So that means you will have no need. Now, James 1, now look at this. And let me just read verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Wanting nothing. The rich young ruler. Look this whole story up about the rich young ruler. Look him up. Later on, he lacked one thing. Jesus told him, "He can you imagine in your life just lacking one thing? It's like you'd be hard to be married to." It's like, "Honey, I lack one thing." Yeah, you ain't gonna have no head on your head when I knock it off. That's crazy. Be humble. He says, wanting nothing. Now, verse 5 says this, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that bringeth to all men. Wow, that's crazy. All you got to do is ask. Ask God for wisdom. So back to what we're talking about today, trusting, delighting, and committing our lives to Jesus Christ. And we will be blessed because it goes back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, if we diligently seek him, then we will be blessed. I want to encourage you to continue in a Bible study, even after we get off the air here today. Continue to talk to Jesus about what we've talked about today. We'll come back in tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But man, this is just dripping with God's word, and man, is it awesome. It is just awesome. I'm telling you, I am so thankful. I am so thankful for the power of God and what he does for us. Amen. God's faithful. How can we pray for you today? Let us know all day, and we will believe God for you, and we are trusting God for you he's just going to do great things in you, and we just are just trusting. I'm looking for something here that I want to leave you with. There's this one little thing I was thinking about that I want to leave you with this. Okay, let me pray for you, and then we're going to jam. We're going to kick our jam on here on the way out. I do want to, before I pray, I do want to bring something to you. There are several different ways that you can give to this ministry, those that are all over the world and those that are watching even locally. If pray about supporting this ministry, the Pulse WV Live. You can mail a check to P.O. Box 141 Gasaway, or you can go to our website, thepulsewv.com, and give through PayPal, or you can text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. I believe God is going to do some great things through this program, and I'll let you know later on about some of the things that he's going to be doing and how we're going to be broadcasting all over a bunch of other networks like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter and many others all at the same time. So I'm really excited and encouraged about that. Plus, we're on podcast. Don't forget that we're on podcast through Apple. We're on Spotify, and we are also on Google Play. We have two podcasts. We have the Pulse WV, and then we have the Pulse WV Live. The Pulse WV Live is the talk show and the morning Bible studies that we do. The Pulse WV are the sermons that Pastor Jay and I preach on Sunday morning. Subscribe to both of those. We are now, the Pulse WV is now where the sermons are, which it wasn't before. It is now on Apple Podcast. It's now on Google Play, and it's also on Spotify as of yesterday. So we are excited about that. God is doing some great things, and so we're just tickled about what he's doing. So let me pray for you. Father, I pray for the ones that are watching today, Father, that are struggling in their mind. Father, they're struggling in their mind. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for those that are hurting today. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, for victory. I pray for victory, Father. Jesus, I pray that you're going to do great things in people's minds today. Father, I pray for strength in people's bodies. I pray, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for those that are just going through it. Father, I just pray for peace. And I pray, Father, for love today. Father, I pray that all anxiety is gone. All fear is gone. Because God loves us and he cares about us. And we serve a great God. We serve a great God. And I praise you and I love you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I felt God's presence there. And I want to leave you with a song here. Somebody told me the other day, why don't I start a radio station doing this? I'm thinking, no. Playing a song here and there, I think, is a good thing. But one of my favorite groups, and we're going to leave you with this today, the Kingdom Heirs. I love them. Southern Gospel. Raised on it. Our church does a little bit of Southern Gospel here and there, but we're more of a praise and worship type church. But anyway, what's exciting is I'm going to leave you with a song called The Damascus Road by the Kingdom Heirs. I hope you have a great day, and we'll do it again tomorrow. And I'm headed for Gasaway. God bless you all.